Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week we ponder our pause. Ken Silver wrote in with a three-part question starting with this.
Why are people either right-handed or left-handed? What possible benefit does that have over being ambidextrous?
Over to Professor of Psychology Chris McManus from University College London.
Well, even if the right and the left hand are equally proficient as each other, as Adam Smith once said, it always pays to specialise. So if you practice half the time with the right hand and half the time with the left, you've actually practiced only half as long with the right hand as someone who only practices with their right hand, and therefore they become twice as good. And if they're twice as good at finding food or killing opponents, it's obvious who goes to the wall first. So it pays to specialise there. In actual fact, the hands aren't equal, and the right hand in right handers is actually faster and better, particularly for tiny little movements at the ends of the limbs, particularly in the fingers and the toes. And so people tend to use the better hand, and it gets better still with more practice.
Thanks, Chris. And next part of your question, Ken.
I find I'm right-handed, right-footed, and even right-eyed. When I wore a single muff headset on my job, though, I preferred it on my left ear and not my right. So that's a bit of a question.
So the simple answer here is you're left-eared. And in fact, although 90% of people are right-handed, only 80% are right-footed, 70% are right-eyed, and about 60% are right-eared. So that leaves a lot of funny combinations around, and you're one of them.
Oh, and do animals also display handedness?
Many animals do show a preference for one side or the other, but for instance, in mice, 50% prefer to use their right paw and 50% prefer to use their left. So they have individual handedness or pawedness, but not group handedness or pawedness. Some animals do show group preferences, though, but it's very rare to find anything as extreme as the human situation where we have 90% one way round and 10% the other way round. But those group asymmetries do exist, and that means animal brains must be asymmetric as well in some way.
Thanks, Ken, for getting in touch, and Chris for the answers. Sticking with the brain, we next zoom in to examine this.
Hello, my name's John, and I'm calling from Belfast. I'd like to know why MRI imaging is so low quality. Why are the images so blurry? And how long will it be before we can get accurate, sharp imaging of the brain and the tissues inside the head for correct diagnosis of diseases? Thanks.
So why are MRI images so blurry? And could psychiatry be better at diagnosing disorders of the brain if there were better imaging techniques available? What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.